This update brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. In an effort to promote safety awareness among students, the Huron Area Tech Center is gearing up for two mock emergency response trainings. Led by Ryan Schwartz, instructor for the Huron Area Technical Center Law Public Safety Program, the event will feature two mock drunk driving crashes in the Tech Center's parking lot at 9:30 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. The primary objective is to impress upon students the sobering reality of drunk driving, potentially deterring them from making dangerous decisions during prom season festivities. By witnessing the aftermath of these simulated crashes, students will gain firsthand insight into the potential devastation caused by impaired driving. Moreover, the event will provide crucial training for hospital staff, dispatchers, and emergency enforcement personnel, including the arrival of flight care at the 12:30 p.m. mock crash. Through realistic scenarios, they can enhance their preparedness and response capabilities, ensuring swift and effective action in real-life situations. For those in the vicinity of west of Bad Axe on Thursday between 9:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., if you see emergency vehicles or hear sirens or the flight care helicopter tomorrow at the tech center, do not be alarmed. It's just a drill. A collision at the intersection of Nugent Road and Sand Beach Road on Tuesday evening resulted in injuries for three individuals with alcohol suspected as a contributing factor. The incident occurred around 5:55 p.m. on April 30th when a 75-year-old man rear-ended a car that was stationary at the intersection. Emergency services, including Bad Axe Police, the Bad Axe Fire Department, and Central Huron Ambulance, swiftly responded to the scene. Investigating Officer Hessling determined that a 2017 Chevy Impala, driven by a 65-year-old Harbor Beach man, was struck from behind by a northbound 2013 Ford Edge, driven by the 75-year-old from Bad Axe. The driver of the Ford Edge, aged 75, was transported to McLaren ER for treatment of crash-related injuries. Additionally, medical attention was provided at the scene to the driver and a 64-year-old Harbor Beach woman, a passenger in one of the vehicles, before they were released. Alcohol is suspected to have played a role in the collision, prompting an ongoing investigation by the Bad Axe Police Department. Stay tuned for updates as this investigation progresses. And we'll be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Life's about the choices we make. What to wear, what to eat, what to do in a day? It can be fun, but what if we pick the wrong choice? At Thumb Cellular, the only wrong choice is not to make one. Right now, Thumb Cellular has three great deals to choose from, and all are winners. You can choose to double your device trade-in value, choose AppleCare Plus protection for half price, or choose a free accessory for your brand new smartphone. Whichever you pick is money saved in your pocket. Plus, anyone switching to Thumb Cellular or adding a line will get a bonus month of free service. The choice is easy. Choose Thumb Cellular and save. Terms and conditions apply. Ask a customer care rep for full details. Maximum trade-in credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end June 30th, 2024.
A St. Clair County Sheriff's deputy received some much-needed equipment to keep him safe while he is working. The department's K-9 Brock has received a bullet and stab protective vest thanks to a charitable donation from the nonprofit organization Vested Interest in Canines, Inc. This potentially life-saving body armor for four-legged canine officers is U.S.-made, custom-fitted, and certified. Since its inception, Vested Interest in Canines, Inc. has provided over 5,514 vests to canines in all 50 states at a value of $6.9 million, made possible by both private and corporate donations. Each vest has a value of $1,800, weighs an average of 4 to 5 pounds, and comes with a 5-year warranty. Dueling groups of protesters clashed overnight at the University of California, Los Angeles, shoving, kicking, and beating each other with sticks after pro-Israel demonstrators tried to pull down barricades surrounding a pro-Palestinian encampment. UCLA canceled classes today. Late Tuesday, police burst into a Columbia University building occupied by pro-Palestinian protesters and broke up a demonstration that had paralyzed the school. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said today that police arrested almost 300 protesters at Columbia and City College. Police also cleared an encampment at Tulane University in New Orleans earlier this morning. That has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. The temperature is 68 degrees, wind speeds are from the west at 8 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 31%.